All right, all right, all right. This is Dr. Nichols with your inspirational message of today. This is Dr. Nichols with your inspirational message of today. Today, I want to sing this song that has been on my heart. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. The song simply says, there is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. And I'm singing, oh, how I love Jesus. And oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. And I'm singing, oh, how I love Jesus. And oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Amen. All right, let's dive into it. Let's dive straight into it. Listen, my topic today, you can't please everybody. Make sure that God is. You can't please everybody, but make sure God is. What do I mean? Simple. Y'all trying to please people, becoming people pleasers, and not becoming God pleasers. See, if it's pleased with God, then it is well with God, and it is well with your soul. Come on, somebody, listen. If it is pleased with God, it is then pleased with your soul. See, people will have you all over the place. You got to learn to do what God called you to do and not what people want you to do. See, people have a narrative of how your life should look. People have an opinion of how your life should be. At the end of the day, God gave you that life, and you go back to the manufacturer. You go back to the person who designed and created you with him in mind. So when you're doing what God called you to do, the devil in hell can't stop what God is doing. People may say that you sound cocky, but you are confident in God, and you are confident in knowing that what God has for you is for you. Stop doubting yourself. Stop walking in fear and walk in the favor that God has upon your life. See, sometimes we get discouraged because of circumstances, but circumstances are going to come in your life. But see, God is still in control of your life. Come on, somebody. See, we must understand that, yes, we may go through some things, but to go through things, you must get to the next level. You're never going to stay stagnant when you're dealing with God, because you don't serve a stagnant God. You serve a God who is all-knowing, and he's everywhere at every given moment that you need him. Even when you don't think you need him, he's still there. He's still there. But there are six major points that I want to hit today. Six major points. Number one, people will have you fulfilling their dreams while yours go unfulfilled. People will have you fulfilling their dreams while yours go unfulfilled. What do I mean? Stop doing everybody else's work and make them do their own work while you do yours, and both of y'all can be fulfilled with the purposes and the plan that God has for both of your lives. Stop doing everything for everybody else is what I'm really trying to say. Sometimes you got to make people grow up and grow into the man or the woman that God intended for them to be, period. Point number two, no matter how much you give others, some will never be satisfied. No matter how much you give others, some will never be satisfied. And it's not your problem that they're not satisfied. It is not your job to satisfy them. Your ultimate job is to fulfill the plans and the purpose that God has for you concerning you, not other people. It's okay to help people, but don't hinder your blessings trying to put other people before you. Put you first and allow God to show you what he needs you to do in your life as he's called you to do. It's okay to put yourself first. Stop letting people make you feel selfish because you're putting yourself first. A better you is a better them. Put yourself first and get you together. Point number three. Sometimes you have to block out everything in order to tap into your purpose. Sometimes you have to block out everything in order to tap into your purpose. Sometimes you've got to block things out, block people out, block places out in order for you to tap into what God has really called you to do. You can't tap into something if nothing is there. You're depleting yourself. You're pouring out, but you're not pouring back in. Stop depleting yourself. Point number four, God never intended for you to replace his will for your life to please others. God never intended for you to replace his will for your life to please others. Stop putting other people before God. Period. There's nothing else I need to say on that. Point number five, no matter how far you feel you haven't made it, look back and see how far you actually have. No matter how far you feel you haven't made it, look back and see how far you actually have made it. Baby steps are still steps. Small milestones are still to be celebrated. Never minimize who you are because other people want you to maximize who they are. Stop minimizing yourself while maximizing other people. Maximize yourself and help others maximize themselves through watching you maximize yourself. Don't do the work for them. Let them do the work. Point number six is my final point. Always trust God in your dark times because the light is in your faith and trust in God. Again, always trust God in your dark times because the light is in your faith and your trust in God. So you're never left alone. God said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And I'm a firm believer in that. Even when people have left me, even when people have abandoned me, I was okay. I was okay. Now, I'm not going to say that I was perfect, but I was okay. Because later, now not at that moment, but later, God revealed to me that their season was up in my life. And when a person's season is up in your life, stop trying to make them stay in your life. I always say this here. There are people that come in your life for a reason, others for a season, and then there are others for a lifetime. Do not get the three positions mixed up in trying to put someone somewhere that God never intended for them to be. Again, you can't please everybody, but make sure that you please God first and foremost. Thank you so much. This is Dr. Nichols signing off.